Now we move on to part D, the short-term volume oscillator, and I would point out that on directly below you have my early morning Wednesday commentary, which I have left up, in which I saw the possibilities that the market was going to rise up into today's chart, where the D would be approximately the same as the A level in the S&P 500, assuming that the Federal Reserve news on the QE2 was positive. And in that presentation, which you can still get down on the Part E, I noted that the rising bottoms pattern and the volume oscillator, the drive to the oscillator right up is bringing it up to a flat trend line, and the rise up to point D in the time symmetrical W-type bottom T is basically about completed now. I would assume this is a short covering rally that has finally carried out the T. Now, in this case, where we draw the B and the C as the W bottom, and we split it, we put the T, that's what we did with the advanced decline T, and for some reason, this is just going to turn out to be a modification to that, and we get the double top this way by following it out. B and C has an accumulation pattern. I think right at B there's an accumulation pattern starting, and it's verified coming out of C. But basically it's a sideways trend, and on the assumption that it's a double top, then this is the question of whether you're going to get some carry through. I believe it's going to be some carry through, but the carry through is just a sideways trading range for going towards what it might be. My feeling has been that this T would carry you into the second week of November, which is next week. Parker has a refinement, which is the 12th of November, and there are other forecasts that go into the middle of November by other people that are doing other work in cycles. So but the only thing you're really looking for here is to see that the advanced decline oscillator, blue volume oscillator, tends to hold at its downtrend line, the green line there. And then the null deco is supposed to take over and bring you down to the center post of the what I expect is going to be a long spanning new T with a center post low at the null deco low, which we discussed in part A, and then then we expect that T is going to be proved to be a bearish T. That is, it won't rally from the right side, but it will have a recovery rally from that low. Main thing in management of money is to be sure that the gains that you have for the year don't get knocked out. And I also labeled the normal correction low, which is back to mid-channel, but the null deco low is likely to be on the deep correction low, which is to the bottom of the channel, which would be which is the green rising line. So when you look at the rise from C to D, that crosses over the channel. It kept rising along it, but once you start a correction, you should cross all the way over towards the deep correction low at some future point, and you might get a bounce off the normal correction low on the way down there. And that will complete the forecast, I think, as far as the advanced decline T is. Then it's just mostly a matter of verification that that the null deco low shows up, and you should start to see that in the topping action. And if the topping action goes towards the middle of November, that's fine. Then the decline would be from mid-November to mid-December, and that would cross the channel and come down to the green line. And that's pretty much how you see things going. That's it for this week. We'll be back next Sunday, if you can read the stuff at the bottom, my posting for Wednesday, that'll be carried all the way through this week. Bye-bye.